Book of Daniel, chapter number 3. Glad I've got a little grand young'un just learning to talk. Listen, that teaches a lot. It teaches to call on somebody we know could help us. The Bible said in Daniel 3, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He sent to gather together the princes, governors, captains, judges, treasurers, counselors, and sheriffs. Must have been fixing to have a Baptist conference. They brought the sheriffs in town. All the rulers of the provinces came to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then a herald, verse 4, cried aloud to you, it's commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of all these instruments, you fall down and worship the golden image that the little king set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, there's going to be a price to pay. Shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace? And guess what? The Bible said this, verse 19. Nebuchadnezzar kept his word, didn't he? The form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. He commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, cast them in the burning fire furnace. These men were bound in their coats, hose, and hats, and other garments. They were cast in the midst of the burning fire furnace. And therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fire furnace. Then I hope I can get these 2 verses out of me. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, rose up, haste, spake, said to the counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound in the midst of the fire? They answered, said the king, true, O king. And he answered, he said, lo, the black preacher said, law, law, law. But he answered, he said, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the fire. They have no hurt in form of the fourth. It's like the Son of God. You may be seated this morning if you can. If not, you just keep standing. I thank God he's that kind of God. I will preach on this subject this morning on facing the fire again. Facing the fire again. Now I want to say, first of all, a way of introduction. We see their God, he was the wrong size. Now you can measure their God. He said he's the breadth, 6 cubits. Boy, ain't you glad you can't measure our God? How big is our God? You'll never know how big he is. But I can tell you this, he's bigger than mine in your situation. They wouldn't worship their God because he was the wrong size. You can measure him. Then he was of the wrong sort. Said he was made out of gold. See, not only can you measure their God, you can melt their God. I'm glad their God couldn't go in the fire. But I'm glad our God, honey, will go in the fire with you. You see, their God ain't a fire God because He'll melt down. You ever had a meltdown? When the fire got too hot, I've had a lot of meltdowns. But they said, hey, we can't take that God in there with us. He'll have a meltdown like us. I done found out I don't need to grab a hold of people like me that has meltdowns. But I need to serve a God that never has a meltdown. He said He's the wrong sort. Said, you can melt their God. He's the wrong size. Said, why, you can measure their God. And He's the wrong setup. You can move their God. Said, they just picked Him up and took Him around wherever they needed Him. Said, they set Him up. Thank God. Ain't you glad we got a God ain't got to be propped up this morning? Down yonder at the restaurant, they got little Buddha. You know what? A counter's propping him up. But I serve a God you don't have to prop up, honey. He stands on His own because He's God Almighty today. And I bless Him for being the God that He is and the God that He shows Himself to be. Boy, aren't you glad we've got an all-knowing God, an all-sufficient God? Ain't you glad we've got a God that can do anything this morning? Isn't it amazing in Bowden, Georgia, a God like Him would come and look in on us like who we are? You say, preacher, how you know He is? Because I feel Him. Somebody said salvation ain't feeling. No, but I do feel God. I mean, my hair standing up on my neck this morning. I feel the Lord. The Lord's in this place. And we ought to bless Him for meeting with us in Bowden, Georgia. They said, you boys going to the meeting? They said, we ain't going. You got the wrong God down there. It's a great day, Brother Joe, when I figured out I was serving the wrong gods. I'm glad one day the Holy Ghost come down my house, showed me the right God. Said, no, we're not going to your meeting. And they said, well, we want to ask you boys a question since we know your name. By the way, the world knows your name. But ain't you glad when they forgot your name, He knows your name. He said, we want to ask you something. We want to, Shadrach, Meshach, is it true? I mean, we really want to know now. Said, is it true? You know the old king said in verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said to them, is it true? Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, is it true about you? First of all, they wouldn't dance to the music. Verse 10. Now, look what they said. They said, first of all, he said, when you hear all kinds of music. He said that in my reading. Now, I remember, I've not got to study this out. I'm just sort of preaching off the cuff this morning. Here it is, verse 5. What time you hear the sound of the cornet? And here it is, I notice in there, and all kinds of music in verse 5. See, it's some kind of music I ain't going to dance to. These little contemporary happy clappy churches. Somebody go and help me preach on a Sunday morning. Now there's some things the world will say about me, but it's a few things they won't never be said about me. They'll never hear me say, turn to your Baptist hymnal. And Brother Jake, they'll never hear me say, turn in your NIV Bible. Now, there's some music going on in places today. I'm just not going to beat my drum to. But amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. How sweet the sound. It's still the blood. Boy, they said, we're not going to dance to your music. And then they said, I'll tell you another reason we're not going down there. We're not going to dress in your material. Now, let me tell you something about dressing down at the house of God. If you ain't got enough dress on to clean a barrel out of a shotgun, you ain't got enough dress on. Somebody help me preach this small. Now, that's enough on their side. I'll get you, Matt Dillon. You come in the house, your shirt unbuttoned with your big gold chain shining. Ain't nobody looking at you. Cover yourself up. If you're not careful, honey, having church, it'd be too much flesh hanging around. We fleshly people. People like flesh. Don't stick your little nose up. I'll come by your pew this morning and load your little wagon, neighbor. You're just red blood as I am. We better watch this flesh that's crying out this morning. This flesh loves pig slop. We better watch our flesh. So, no, we ain't dancing to your music. We ain't dressing in your material. And then verse number 12, he said this. He said, they certain Jews who set over the fires of this place, they've not regarded you and they serve not your gods. I want to say, they wouldn't drift to the movement. There's a lot of movements going on. There's a lot of single men movements. Boy, I'm glad when I'm out preaching revival, God still moves here. I just wanted to throw that in. Some of y'all got preacher religion. You need to chunk him and get a hold of Jesus this morning. Oh, it's good to be loved where you preach. Somebody say amen right there. But I ain't Jesus, amen. But I am to be respected. I'm the man of God here. Amen. You ought to respect your preacher. You ought to call him brother, a preacher, a pastor. Some of y'all don't like that, but it don't matter what you like. Said, we're not going to drift to the movement. We're not going to bow down to your gods, you done said. A lot of people done drifted in movement. Now watch this, movements come, but then they leave as fast as they come. Movements. I like stability. I like good church growth, but you know, slow growth is good. I've seen people said, oh, we love you, preacher. But then when I started preaching on their sin, they didn't love the preacher no more. Now he's quit preaching and went to meddling. But what we ought to do, we ought to cry, amen, or oh me, is what we ought to do. We ought to not run out, throw our little lips pooched out. We ought to say, oh me, we ought to get right with God this morning. A lot of people say, well, you know, preacher, now you done raised the hair up on their back. Well, let me tell you, honey, if you'll change directions of the cat, the hair will lay down. Maybe you walking in the wrong direction. Some of you come to church every Easter and Christmas and say you're saved. You better be looking in you, see if the God of glory lives in you or not. Some of you think you've done God a favor coming here today. You ain't done God a favor. God's highly favored you today to put you in a church where they preaching out of the King James Bible and the Spirit of God still moving and the altar's still open and young people still excited about the glory of the Lord Jesus. God, we made us build that other wing by faith. Not by sight. We waited on this until we done something by sight. You can just put so much in a jug with a cork in it. I'll move on. I know some of you getting nervous now. Think I'm going to lead you into something God ain't in. We're not going to drift to the movement. You know, it amazes me what boys is trying to do to draw a crowd. What happened to the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe? Some of you old saints of God, they stuff going on today, you shaking your head about it. You know why? You know the difference. And let me tell you, our wagon's loaded because we know the difference.
And like Brother Randy said, it's a little harder to stand against the current of the flow. Everybody's trying to do a dog and pony show to fill their building up. What about just doing right? Then you'll have something different than most other places has got. Just do right. And just preach out of the King James Bible. You'll be all right. We're not going to drift to the movement. Man, this thing is just a building. I mean, we from swallowing goldfish to ripping phone books. Now, Brother Gerald, you're a big old boy. And if you got on a show, on a stage, and you could rip a phone book, you know what I'd say? Well, a big old boy like you ought to be able to tear a phone book in half. Lord God, I feel preached, done rared up right there this morning. I mean, what's Jesus got to do about tearing a phone book up? Or bending a bar over my head?
It's good preaching, ain't it? We're not going to drift to the movement. Say, we still believe in just following the Holy Ghost and preaching and loving people and leaving our altar. Hey, look here, young kids. I'm so glad I got a place to sit in this church now. You know, kids, it's still okay to come to an old-fashioned altar and pray and trust to God to help you in your situation. Mom and daddies, it's still right and it's still proper to come to an altar in a Baptist church and call upon a God that'll see about you and everything you're going through in your life. Weary pilgrim, it's still right to go to God and say, God, fill me with fire. Recharge my battery. God, this world's got me drained out and I need something for my walk in life. Said, we not going to drift to the movement? And then verse 16, he said, now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. In other words, they said, we're not even going to think much about what we're fixing to say. And you know what? He said, we're not going to disguise our message. I want to go on and say this today for some of you leave, because some of you won't be back. I'm going to go and load your wagon before you leave. I've got an agenda. Let me tell you what my agenda is. To prove that God still builds a church on preaching. He still builds a ministry with sheep loving on people. Not going to disguise our message. A fella told me Saturday, talking to him, he's talking about offending people. I said, sir, and he's been here. I said, sir, if I was worrying about offending people, I'd be out of business. He said, you said that right, preacher. Not going to disguise our message. Now watch this in verse number 17. They said, now we're not going to be careful to answer you in this matter. We're going to tell you right now. Verse 17, he said, we're not going to doubt our master. He said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand. But if not, boy, you give me some of them, you can build a church. See, if you'll bring that in your home, your marriage will stay apart. If my wife stays real pretty, what about you, Doc? Ain't nobody put you on the front end of the Esquire magazine yet. If not, boy, that would change a lot of employees. What if you don't get the raise? What if you don't get the job? Preachers, what if you don't get the church? Singers, what if you don't get to sing? Young people, if you're not voted, who's who in the classroom? But if not, be it known to all of you, we will not serve your gods. What happened with people with that kind of character and dignity? Those kind of qualities. But if not, you know, it's amazing how young people aren't taught anything. When we came up on a farm, we were taught principles. Young people, it's still okay to say yes, sir, and no, sir, and no, ma'am, and yes, ma'am. And it's still right to honor your father and mother. I don't care if you're 70, if they still live in honor them, is what the Bible says. See, this book ain't out of date like your prescription bottle. Ain't got no expiration date on this book. But if not, wouldn't that be a blessing? Now, Brother Tim, I don't know how long I got on that outline over there, but I brought it here with all intentions to preach it this morning. But if not, I'll preach this. Amen. Let me hurry and get to the message. I felt this being a little mean, try to straighten some of y'all out right quick. So I got all that over me now. Maybe I can help you now. But if not, we're not going to disguise our message. We're not going to doubt our master. And we're not going to disgrace our ministry. Because let me tell you what. God can do what He wants to do. Now watch this. They had a faith that did not doubt. They had a faithfulness that was demonstrated. I like people that stick together. In verse 18, they said, we're not going. We love each other and we love our God and we're going to do what's right. Church, it's still okay for a church to be together and do right. The devil would love to divide you today. In this edition, I know it's on the Alabama side. He would just love to have a big A up here and all Alabama people on this side. And then this side would be the Georgia side. And what kind of crazy outfit would that be? Would some of y'all Georgia people sit over there? I see one sitting over there next week. There's a faithfulness that is demonstrated. You know, we can love each other. It really don't matter what color you're flying. Don't matter really how long your hair is or how long you wear your dress to the ground. And I'm all about dressing right, doing right, and spitting white. Somebody say amen right there. Some of you Copenhagen boys got a little issue with that. But they got a faithfulness that was demonstrated. I guarantee you that crowd of boys would be at that church when it was open. They had a fellowship that did not die. They said, you know what? If one of you is going in there, we all going. Amen. You know, ain't it amazing one of them didn't bail out on the oven? Y'all think about that a minute. Three of them now. Miss Flo, that's amazing. I never thought about that till right then. I mean, when things got hot, one of them said, well, I'm going, y'all going. We ain't going, buddy. You go first. Go first. And that, do you really see what the Bible's telling? This is amazing Christians right here. You know what they're doing? They're facing the fire again. Can I tell you this wasn't the first fire they experienced? And just because you're going through a fire this morning, that don't mean that you're not doing right. You know, I hear a lot of fellas preaching on TV, health and wealth, gospel. What about the Hebrew children here? What about Job? What they going to do with all of that? Well, you're not right with God if you're sick. Oh, is that so? That's not in your Bible. Peter said the fellowship that I may know Him in the fellowship of suffering, Paul said. What about that? There's just some fellowship that only suffering brings. Honey, I tell you, when you go to worshiping God, when you're suffering, they had a fellowship that would not die. I want to say this, Lord, I just got this thought. I got to write this down because I don't want to forget it. Thank God for people that are walking the fire with me.
Yeah.
Think about it. They didn't bail out on each other. It's easy to serve God in the good times. What about the hard times? What about the phone calls you get and nothing makes sense? Aren't you glad there's some people walk through things with you? And you know what the devil will tell you? He'll try to divide you and say, nobody cares for you there. Nobody loves you there. He's a liar. And let me tell you how I know he's lying. If his mouth's open, he's lying. You wouldn't believe what he told me sitting over there earlier. You wouldn't believe what he told me this morning before I got. You know what he said? He said, you're the craziest preacher. He said, y'all have added that wing over there. Ain't nobody coming today. And you're going to look like a moron. Well, you know what? Sometimes it does me good to look like a moron because my head won't swell up.
Yes,
some of y'all don't like that kind of cornbread preaching, but it does help your pride when you fall down a few times. You'll go to remembering how you got there. People got to giving me texts how they couldn't be here today, and I said, man, man. You know what I've decided to do? To show up at church and mind God and preach to who's here and quit preaching that crowd that ain't here. There's a lady put me in my place. She's here this morning. She's way up on my list now. A good list. Now, I was always whining about this other crowd that wasn't here. You know, she put me in my place in her front yard one day, and I grew leaps and bounds. It hurt, but I grew. You know what she said? She said, hey, preacher, quit focusing on them that ain't there and give us something that's there. Hello. That really helped me because them folks ain't here. They ain't getting it. My wife been telling me that for 20 years. They had a fellowship that wouldn't die. They had a friend that did not depart. Verse 25, he answered and said, lo, I see four men. And guess what? They ain't bound no more. They're loose. You know the reason some of y'all get loose? Because you walk through the fire. Some of y'all, this thing of worship in our church, it's a little foreign to us. I mean, you just sort of looking at it and you say, well, I'm not sure about all that. But then you come back. And then you get to saying, well, now maybe some of this that they're doing is really real. Maybe some of this really works. Because you know, where I was raised, honey, Church of Christ Church, well, I mean, if somebody would raise their voice in there, they'd have called the sheriff. If somebody played an instrument, the building would have failed. But they got loose. I'm glad we can get loose, even though we're walking in the fire. Matter of fact, fire will get you more loose than coal will. See, that some of y'all's got dead on God. Guess what's coming your way? Listen to your preacher now. Write it in your Bible. The Holy Ghost just give me that. Fire's coming to your house. Just so He can loosen you up a little and so He can walk around with you. Right now, you ain't walking with Him. Look what it says. He has said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. There's walking. Four men loose and walking. Tell you, a lot of times we're not walking with Him because things is going too good. But you let fire trials come, you'll be walking around with Him. Aren't you glad they had a friend that did not depart? Aren't you glad we've got a friend that did not depart? Matter of fact, He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He answered, said, lo, I see four men loose walking on. He said, the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Verse 26, and Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the burning fire furnace, spake, said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God,
come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. Well, where's God at? Oh, He's still in there. He's just waiting on you to get there. Spam you and Miss Karen, I want you to come. I want to sing that song for the third time today. I want y'all to sing this invitation song. And I'm going to close with these parting comments. Facing the fire again. Where there is faith, there is fire. Where there is faith, there is fire. I wish faith was so easy to walk by, but it's really not. Faith is not convenient. If you're waiting to walk by faith when it's convenient, you'll never walk by faith. Some of you this morning, you've never been saved by the grace of God. And if you're waiting for a convenient time to be saved, you'll never be saved. You ought to trust Christ to save you this morning. You say, well, preacher, will Jesus really take me? He'll take you just the way you are. But He'll leave you a different way. They had a friend that would not depart, and I hope I can listen to this preaching right here, because y'all may have to remind me of it Sunday. They had a flame that did not destroy. A lot of times I'm afraid it will. This morning, y'all ladies come. I want you to sing that song. I want to open our altars today. Maybe some of you is facing the fire again. Well, they did. But you know what? They found a God that walked in that fire with them. Can I tell you, it's nothing too hard for the Lord today.